With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Many people will be tearing open Christmas gifts tomorrow morning. Before you chuck all those wrappings into the trash bin, the Wisconsin DNR reminds people of what you can and cannot recycle this holiday season. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
There are some items that can be recycled anywhere in Wisconsin. This includes things banned from landfills like cardboard, newspapers, plastic 1 and 2 containers, aluminum cans, and glass bottles. Wisconsin DNR Waste Reduction and Diversion Coordinator Jennifer Semeru says it's not just about what you recycle, but how you recycle it.
Equipment used at recycling processing facilities sort recyclables based on shape and size. Therefore, how you place recyclables in the bin really matters.
This means cardboard needs to be flattened with no styrofoam or air pillows inside. You should rinse cans and bottles, but don't crush them. Some recycling facilities do accept wrapping paper, but not if it's crumpled up into a ball.
If it is accepted, it needs to be terrible, plain paper with no glitter, foil, or ribbons. So this shiny glitter paper would not be acceptable. However, a common reason that programs will say no wrapping paper at all is because people tend to include all of the bows and ribbons with their wrapping paper when they're disposing of it, or they take their paper and crumple it up. As I mentioned before, if paper is flat, it is more likely to be sorted properly at the recycling facility.
To help further reduce waste, Semeru recommends saving and reusing gift bags for next year. Tissue papers, string lights, electronics, and batteries should not go into curbside recycling bins. Tissue paper goes in the trash. You can check with local retailers or scrapyards that sometimes collect string lights to properly recycle them. And electronics and batteries should be dropped off at recycling sites to help avoid fires.
Several very damaging fires, likely caused by batteries, have occurred in collection trucks and facilities around Wisconsin. Operators report that smaller fires are often a weekly occurrence.
You can find a link to a list of electronic drop sites at WXPR.org or on the WXPR app. Just look for this article. That's also where you'll find a complete list of things you can and can't recycle. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Separate snowmobile crashes have killed 2 riders. The Iron County Sheriff's Office says one crash happened at 8:15 p.m. Monday night on Trail 17 in the town of Oma near Fin Point Road. The rider was said to be unconscious but breathing when the call came in. The snowmobiler later became unresponsive and CPR was performed. Ultimately, the 58-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene. Reportedly, the snowmobiler missed a curve and hit a tree. Alcohol is believed to have been a factor, according to the Iron County Sheriff's Office. A snowmobiler in Gogebic County died in a crash Sunday morning. The Michigan State Police Wakefield Post says troopers and deputies from the Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a snowmobile crash on Trail 2 in Bessemer Township around 10:30 Sunday morning. The preliminary investigation found the snowmobile was traveling eastbound on Trail 2 when the driver left the trail, lost control of the snowmobile, and struck a wooden post. Emergency medical care was administered on scene, but efforts were unsuccessful. The driver of the snowmobile was a 61-year-old man from Luxembourg, Wisconsin. He died as a result of the injuries sustained in the crash. Drugs or alcohol do not appear to have contributed to the crash. Vilas County Snowmobile Lake Crossings will now have beacons to help mark the trail. The Vilas County Forestry, Recreation, and Land Department announced the change Tuesday. Flashing beacon lights will be placed on both sides of the trail on the shoreline at lake access points. The lights have a 2 nautical mile visibility range and will flash in a sequence of red, white, and green. These beacons, in conjunction with lake markers, will let snowmobilers know where it is safe to cross lakes, where the shorelines are, and where the exits are. Riders are asked to stay off lakes and water crossings until they are marked. A Lac-des-Flambeaux man faces a charge of attempted first-degree intentional homicide in an attack earlier this month. A criminal complaint says 42-year-old Brett LaBarge hit a woman in the head with a hammer multiple times while she was sleeping. LaBarge reportedly told officers voices in his head told him to kill the victim. The woman was taken to a hospital in Woodruff and airlifted to another hospital in Wausau. She remained hospitalized with serious injuries as of December 17th. Bond for LaBarge was set at $300,000 at a court appearance this week in Vilas County. He'll be back in court for an adjourned initial appearance December 29th. WAOW Television contributed to this report. Well, the holidays are supposed to be a time of joy. Surveys consistently show it's a time of sadness for many, especially when dealing with loss. Brett Pivotal reports.
For those who have lost a loved one, the season can intensify grief rather than soften it. Expectations to feel joyful may deepen isolation, and increasing social obligations during the holidays can feel overwhelming rather than comforting. Zena Regis with Compassion and Choices says invitations to parties and family gatherings can bring an unspoken expectation of cheer at a time when grief has narrowed one's capacity to engage.
It just can be a trigger for our mental health. If we're expected to be doing something and we're not doing it, it can feel like you're falling behind. Or that something's wrong with you because you are not cheerful, because you're not looking forward to spending time with family.
She says it's important to give yourself permission to say no to large gatherings. Brett Pivotal reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.